the thing I miss the most about recording in person is the crispiness of the audio.
Yeah.
As the confidants know, I've had a couple fuckery episodes with audio because of online recording just isn't like...
It's not it.
It's not it.
Do you still put the episodes up, though?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because it's usually me editing it on a Sunday night where I'm like, well, I can't not post
this.
There's
nothing I can do. Yeah.
Anyway, who's that little blue man over there? It's my bestie, my co-host on Dating No Filter. He's a comedian, podcast host, writer extraordinaire. He's a guest of the pod many times over. Maybe like four times over.
This is at least three.
ZNT, Zach Noe Towers, welcome to the pod.
Hello, I'm so booked and blessed.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, okay. No, but he do be being booked, y'all.
You know, it's been a good week.
It's been a good week. Tell the confidants what you be being booked
well,
on.
Well, is, like, do the confidants watch E? Does anybody watch E?
Great question. Leave a comment below.
If you watch... Most
cable.
People don't have ready access to the channel E! Entertainment.
No.
But Kelsey and I have a show on there. It's a popular one. There's 44 episodes of it.
It was like the most popular for a moment.
Dude, next to the Kardashians. Pretty
wow,
cool.
Wow, we made it.
And then so recently I've been guest hosting Nightly Pop, which is their like nightly news pop. Not news. It's
not
pop
news.
Culture
pop
news.
That's news.
Yeah. I mean, but you know.
The news I'm paying attention to.
Yeah, same.
Can I tell you, for like 4 years, I was listening to nothing but actual fucking news.
Oh.
Like full NPR, AP News, shit, ABC Star here. I love that I'm back to caring about celebrities only.
It's nice that like, I know our government's never perfect, but it's like, it's nice to not wake up and check like government news first.
Like, what the fuck did this idiot do?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
kind of like, is Biden still alive?
Yeah, like
he's still kicking.
But if not, Kamala,
you know,
stuff is,
I wouldn't mind.
You know,
I wouldn't mind it. Not bad. So yeah. You're booked and busy. Mm-hmm. Love that for you. Love that you're on Nightly Pop. Which is why I figured, also anyone that's watching this on youtube.com/Kelsey Dara might be noticing the lights are changing. And I'm trying to do this like moment of cool aesthetic where I have this like neon filter going in the background. And I have no idea if it's working or not. Or if we're just losing Zach.
Like losing me emotionally?
Both.
Or
I don't know.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
And I think it's capturing me.
Yeah.
I love the light.
Okay. As long as it's...
You know what I feel like we're having? I feel like we're having teacher's lounge on it in Euphoria High School moment.
I'm so glad you said that.
Teacher's lounge. We're like, we're two of the younger teachers,
and
but we're there.
And we're like talking shit in the corner.
Yeah.
And the camera like slowly starts to like dolly in on us.
Yeah.
So one of my kids sells Vyvanse.
Oh, can you get me some? And then it cuts away.
Yeah.
Because like we're not that big of a...
We're
not that important.
Exactly. That's why we're professional Hollywood writers. Thank you very much. Okay, so speaking of being booked and busy, I figured since you have been all wrapped up in pop culture news and comedy all week, that we would do a little bit of a lighter episode this week. I know I've been throwing a lot at you, confidants, with the heavy topiced episodes. And so I figured we just have a little fun little...
I love fun. What have been the the heavy topics?
Let's see. We did one. We did a lot. Like Mental Health Month back in October really never ended.
Oh, sure. I mean,
kept doing
that's
mental
your thing.
Health.
That's year round. Yeah,
that's year round. I just feel like we've had more educational than edutainment recently.
Do you try to make jokes on those?
I think I can't help it because anytime I'm in any situation, I go
straight
jokes.
For comedy. Yeah.
Like even I was doing, spoiler alert, Anthony Padilla's I Spent a Day With person. He does these series on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was about chronic pain. And even talking about like very serious stuff, I couldn't help
you
it.
You made jokes.
Just all the way through.
That's a gift. It's a mental illness, but it's also a gift.
Thank you for recognizing both sides of my brand.
Yeah. Pop culture episode.
I figured I wrote down a list of things that, what are you looking for?
Where's
the list?
The list?
It's on my iPad behind my back.
Oh.
It's going to be a spicy surprise.
Do you know I had this moment where I was like, is she going to expect me to like know, like, to pitch pop culture events because I don't like I have comments on them, but like I don't seek them out really.
Is that how Nightly Pop works? Do they send you the topics?
Yeah, the night before they send us the research, and then the morning of there's like a creative call where they're like, these are the news stories, these are blah, this is our take.
Do they expect you to have jokes written?
You know, they've never told me to have jokes written. But I
just funny.
I write.
It's
I
a
mean,
gift in a mental illness.
Well, so it is. And it's finally paying off. Hey, thank literally. You. But I write one joke in my head about each topic.
You don't actually write them down?
No.
Stop.
No. I go like, okay, Tiffany had pooped in her boyfriend's shoe.
She did?
This is like a little bit ago, I think. Okay. So we did like an evergreen episode yesterday. That's but I was just like, so I'd read all the topics and be like, poop shoe, poop shoe, poop shoe. And I put it in the back of my head. And then I think of a joke and I'm like, okay, that.
What was your joke for that?
It was just about like, if you poop in my shoe, I'm planting that poop at a crime scene. Like you are going to jail even if I have to kill an innocent person to make
That's
it happen.
Funny. Yeah. I would have thought something of like a dog joke. Because what human poops in a shoe?
Well, you know what's so funny is she purposefully ate corn so he would know it was human poop.
Wait, I can't believe this wasn't bigger news.
You know.
Common? Her ex?
I don't know which
ex.
They
broke up.
Wait, I don't know which ex. But that was, Jesus. The clip was her. Anyway, we've got, well, I guess this is the point of the episode.
Yeah, no, this is
how
exactly.
How many of your past guests talked about pooping in a shoe?
None. Zero.
Okay.
But do you want me to start the list and we'll just kind of go through?
Yeah.
We might get a little off topic, but that's kind of part of it, right?
Yeah, this is like a breather episode. Yeah,
exactly. Everybody, take a breath. And come if you want.
And just into that.
Downward into dog.
That breath.
Or into
if
the
you're
shoe.
Not watching the video, we're both in downward dog.
I am every morning and night, if you know what I mean. Okay, biggest celebrity news of all time. Kelsey
Megan Fox
Dara has a new foster dog. Wait, do you something about the Megan Fox Machine Gun Kelly? Can I tell you?
Yeah.
My neighbor cut his hair for the proposal.
Oh my God.
The guy who gave me this pixie cut.
Stop.
Is a famous hairstylist. Stop. Cutter. He's not
you do have Machine cutter. Gun Kelly's haircut.
I've been comped to that recently. Especially when I posted that filter with me with a beard.
Stop.
People were like, MGK vibes, MGK
he
vibes.
He can't grow facial hair, can he?
Gun Kelly?
He seems baby smooth.
I have a controversial take on him.
And is that good?
I want to like him.
I know nothing of him except he's tall and skinny and in a rock band.
Right. There was some clips that resurfaced of him talking about, this was a while ago. He was like younger, but he was older than 18. And they were clips of him talking about Kendall Jenner in a way where I think he literally says, he's talking about her. He's like, I'd hit that, da da da. And the interviewer's like, man, she's 17. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Send her over. She's 17, even better. And I was like, I saw it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow.
Right?
Wait, and none of this could have been that long ago because Kendall Jenner's not like an old person.
She's probably in her late 20s or
oh,
something.
Is she?
This was probably a long, 10, 15 years ago.
Okay, in my head, they're all 23 years old.
I know. No, she's older.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like probably at that point, he wasn't as famous as he wanted to be.
Absolutely not.
So he's trying to toss his dick around and be edgy and controversial, but like...
But even like, I guess if you're new in the music scene, and he might fall under like rap at some point where he's trying to be like... I don't give a fuck about anything, anybody, very rock star.
Very like machismo.
Yeah. Even still, you're on a professional interview saying, I don't give a fuck if she's underage. Like, when has that ever been?
Well,
funny?
Isn't it the whole thing that, like, the music industry has turned pretty much a blind eye to, like, the Me Too movement?
Yeah. And also, you have a fuzz on your I'm going to get.
Oh, my God.
I did it. You're welcome.
If I have pink eye now from your poopy hands.
What? About my hand seems poopy.
It just
seems like, what, the kind of girl that sticks her finger in my own ass?
No.
Someone else's ass?
Maybe.
No. No ass poking.
Again, if you're not watching the video, Kelsey's fingering me.
Oh, it's your ass. You don't want your own ass eye?
Can you give yourself pink eye?
That's how you get pink eye.
That's not how I get it.
I forgot how fucking gay you are.
Hey!
Hate crime. Okay. So,
oh wait, your foster dog.
I was actually gonna go back to Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Do we improve? Are we excited?
I don't care what anybody does.
Oh,
the proposal, and I said this on Nightly Pop, looked like it was written and directed by Tim Burton.
Oh. Because he was wearing Beetlejuice clothes?
Yes. Yeah. And like they are Tim Burton characters.
She's so hot and I fucking love her vibes.
Did you watch her scary movie?
Jennifer's Body?
No. Oh, the recent one. Oh my God.
Scary movies.
You.
No, I don't. Yellow Jacket scares me. We'll get there.
This girl goes, did you watch the Yellow Jackets finale? I'm like, well, it's not out yet, so.
It will be out by the time this episode comes out. Oh, so true. That joke didn't fucking land.
Hey, suck my butt.
Can't. I'll get pink eye.
Yes, you will. And that's a promise. Ew.
What? Don't snap your fingers at me. I'm not going to turn scary movie into a pumpkin.
Is her husband takes her to this cabin that they have in the woods and handcuffs himself to her and then kills himself. And so then
what the fuck?
So she has a dead guy stuck to her. And then these bad guys come and she has to like drag his body
Why
around.
Why did the bad guys come? Isn't you have that to watch the
movie.
Enough?
You have to watch the movie.
No, I won't. Okay, my foster dog.
The Megan Fox of the household.
Big celebrity news.
Buckley Metaphor?
Buckley. You think his last name's Metaphor?
Well.
McLaren. His name's Buckley McLaren. I wanted to name him Buckets because I think
Buckets
that's
is
so
such
funny.
A perfect name. Wait, is that the Zach Galifianakis show? What's that called? The clown one.
I have no
Baskets.
Idea.
Baskets.
Oh, I didn't know that. Whatever.
Okay.
Not paying attention.
You have a blind spot for comedy of white men.
Yeah, I do. But not gay ones. That's why you're here.
Okay, sorry. Buckets,
I wanted to name
McLaren.
Him Buckets.
McLaren. Buckley McLaren.
Yeah, and I won't go into the drama, but apparently this one rescue is very particular about their dog names. Mm-hmm. And that I didn't know why I wasn't allowed to name them because I've named every other foster dog. And like they've also changed the name of dogs that have been adopted
out. Of
course,
out. Like, of, course
who cares?
Of course.
And Buckets was not approved. Buckley McLaren was.
First of all, Buckley McLaren is like an Irish cop who's drunk all the time.
That's literally what I said. And I was like, I love it. I'm 100% Irish.
Liver spots and stuff.
Oh, well, that's not Bucky. I call him Bucky, Buck Goose.
Buckwheat Noodle. Buck.
Oh, yeah. Massive nickname potential. He's a 50-pound English bulldog.
So cute. Just wants to, like, nuzzle his face up against yours.
He's drooly when he drinks water, but has zero drool
otherwise. Yeah, he's not wet.
Very dry.
A wet mouth dog.
Yeah.
Same. I'm sorry. I don't use the word hate often these days, but if a dog's cold, wet mouth
Absolutely
hair touches
not.
Me.
No. He's very dry for a bulldog, and he's very clean, and he has perma puppy face, even though he might be like a year old. We don't know. We won't know till the day this episode comes out.
He is sweet. Oh, you'll know then?
Yeah. Because I'll take him to the vet, and they'll do all the tests.
And they know?
Yeah, they can tell by teeth. And bones.
I wonder by my teeth how old I am.
84 years old.
Stop it.
My teeth are insane.
What's wrong with your teeth?
They're big. They're like
mine
giant.
Are big.
You have big teeth too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's that celebrity news.
But you love Buckley.
I love Bucky.
Bucky.
Bucklets.
Oh my
Buckets.
God.
He's the best. Happy for myself.
I like him too.
Next celebrity news. Mm. This is a little old, so forgive me, but I just need to say it out loud. Mm. What's up with Khloe Kardashian?
In what way?
Didn't her husband just like come out with another baby that wasn't from her?
You know what? I'm gonna really leave you hanging here.
Why?
I don't follow like the Kardashian stuff at all.
I do very, very deeply.
I know that Kim Kardashian's with Pete Davidson right now, and they went to an outlet mall recently, which blew my mind.
And they also went to Rite Aid to get ice cream.
You know what? If I'm being honest, the biggest crazy celebrity thing I can think of in the past year is that Pete Davidson is the face of Smartwater.
I see that ad on my Twitter every day, and I just go, how much?
Who at Smartwater says Pete Davidson? Refreshing.
Who says smart or water have anything to do with Pete Davidson's brand? Because it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
Like, rain off, like runoff from like a storm, like in a
drain, dirty water with a Band-Aid floating.
Yes. Yeah.
I love them together though.
Sure.
And I hate Tristan Thompson for Chloe. I hope they're done.
I hope so too.
We haven't really gotten much update on that. She's only posted one Instagram photo of herself since. And Kylie had her baby shower. And people think the name of the baby is Angel. Thoughts?
I don't like that name.
What about Snowy?
I like that.
Snowy and how's it spelled? Stormy. S-N-O-N-I.
Wait, S-N-O...
W-I.
It's like Snawny? Snowny? Snowy. I like it with an I at the end. Snowy. Stormy. No, because I'm thinking of, is Stormy Daniels? Is that, am I?
Stormy Daniels is a porn star.
Yeah. That's where I go though.
Her baby's name is Stormy Webster.
Almost like Stormy Weather.
Oh.
Wait.
And this could be Snowy Weather.
Do you have baby names?
Yes. Gemma. And we would call her our little Gem.
Okay.
And that's it.
Are you making it up?
Yeah.
I would Noe, because it's my middle name. I think Noe for a girl or a boy would be so cute.
That's so full of yourself.
Masturbatory. There are people with, you know, James Howell Johnson the IV walking around.
But don't you want to break that cycle?
No.
Okay.
If I'm going to the trouble of having a woman carry my baby, it's going to be named after me.
What does Noe mean?
I don't know.
What's the story behind your name? That's what I learned on my last podcast to ask people.
It's my mom's maiden name.
Oh.
She was Antoinette Marie Noe.
You don't know what her last name means? I guess I don't know what my mom's last name means. It was Beanie. It's pretty bad.
Wait.
My mom's maiden name.
Was Beanie?
And her name is Christy Beanie. And then it turned into Krusty Beaner. And then Krusty Wiener was her nickname growing up.
I mean, rightfully so. She never stood a chance with Beanie.
My mom literally almost had to go to the emergency room yesterday because of a UTI.
Stop. From her crusty wiener?
And I literally said, Dad, I was like FaceTiming with them. And my mom's like at home. I have no idea if she's going to care that I'm saying any of this. I don't care. And I was like, cause she was like in a bad way, as they say, back in the Renaissance ages.
Yeah.
And my dad's sitting on the couch and they're talking about, oh, they're going to go to the urologist, this like world-renowned urologist, blah, blah, blah. She's on all these pain meds. Blah, blah, blah.
For a UTI?
For a UTI. And I said, turn the camera to Dad. And he's like, yeah, so I'm taking care of her. And I was like, keep your fucking dick in your pants. What the fuck? And he starts giggling. He's like, you know how your mom is. You know how old women get in their ways. And I was like, Dad, would you rather have her dead or pissy at you? And wait, he goes, well, I can't live with either.
I need more information.
My parents are fucking too much.
That's why she has a UTI?
Yes.
Wait, and that's why, is this her a second UTI or it's a long lasting
in the last like 3 months?
Okay, mama needs to pee after she gets cummed in.
Okay, you took it too far.
After your mama takes a fat load from your dad.
I could talk about vaginal health and a healthy sex relationship in older folks. I will not talk about the C word with my family.
Okay, your mom gets jizzed in.
As I was saying. But as you get older, your coochie loses bacteria.
Where does it go?
It flies away.
Wow.
Flies to heaven. It's like, see how pussy's first thing to go?
Is it something that maybe like a spermicide could help with?
Who has said spermicide since 1981?
I would never kill sperm. I want sperm living healthy, long lives until I wipe them off my face. But if I'm an older woman, no shade, I'd lube up because can't like lubing be like, doesn't natural moisture like decrease?
That doesn't detract from the fact that like there's, well, because I'm trying to keep it hard for the
semen to cling.
But even
I don't have to be
a
loosey-goosey, like a water slide
it
out.
It doesn't even have to do the semen. It could literally just be like intercourse is causing. That's how I got yeast infections forever.
Did your dad clean his dick?
Do you want me to ask him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want you to ask
him. I'll be sure to follow up on that. Anyways, I had to tell my dad to keep his fucking dick in his pants.
That's not okay. And how did we get here?
A like trying to rewind in my brain how
you
were, we like, got here.
What's going on with Khloe Kardashian?
My mom's pussy.
And then we got to your dad is raw dogging your mom into the hospital.
I literally texted in the family group chat this morning, "Mom, how's your pussy?"
No.
I did. We're too close and I fucking love it. Okay, moving on.
Did your friends ever want to fuck your dad?
I have no idea. I don't.
You don't. You have no idea.
No. I had a. This is gonna sound gross. I had a lot of guy friends.
My question stands.
And they would talk about my mom being hot.
Okay.
But I know. I don't think I ever got any dad comments. So
interesting.
Yeah. Why?
Your dad.
He's attractive.
He seems like a stud. Or like
he's a handsome guy.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Moving on. Okay. Next hot pop culture top.
Are you
playing Wordle yet?
No.
Why not?
You get like guesses to guess a word?
Yes.
I'm going to let this one go.
What do you mean?
I'm going to let, you guys aren't going to be playing for longer than like 8 more weeks.
So?
So I'm sitting this one out.
But why don't you want to have fun with your friends?
I am having fun with my friend right now.
Prove it.
Listen, we can talk about your mom's cum factory again if you want.
Zach, I'm going to... This is demonetized literally yesterday.
Listen, I didn't know we were trying to make money here.
Neither did I. I don't do this podcast to make money. I think the confidants could agree by the amount I've talked about certain topics.
Cum and pussy?
Demonetize me. I don't care. YouTube, take all my money.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, the airwaves don't care.
I don't think so. Am I supposed to do an ad this week? I think I am. Should I do it?
Get BetterHelp if your mom's puss is just raging.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, it is for BetterHelp. But the ad will start now. Is anything interfering with... Stop it, Zach. You're going to make a joke out of this.
I thought this was for editing and like...
Is anything interfering with your happiness?
My penis? My hot penis?
Your happiness. Zach,
what?
The confidants know that I use personally and love BetterHelp. I literally was messaging with my therapist today. You can get matched with a licensed counselor in less than 48 hours. And if you don't like them, guess what, babies? Y'all can switch therapists with the click of a button. No awkward conversation. No having to explain. No, oh my gosh, what are they going to think of me? Boom, you click a button. They're off into the internet ethersphere and you get matched with someone who's better for you. I'm talking about BetterHelp, baby. They talk about anger issues, grief, LGBT matters, sleep issues even. Are you sleeping okay?
You know what's so funny?
What?
My dreams are chaotically stressful every night.
Do you go to therapy?
No, I'm on pills.
Congrats, but do you need a BetterHelp code?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said yes because I know you said maybe, but you said yes because we're actually doing a giveaway right now. That's right, confidants, for listening to this ad. We are doing a giveaway of a BetterHelp code that is good for 3 months of free therapy on BetterHelp.
Wow.
And if you go to @confidentlypod, check out the giveaway that we're doing there. Enter for 3 months of therapy for you, confidant. And I want you to start living a happier life today. Using my code, you'll get 10% off your first month by signing up at betterhelp.com/CI. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That is BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/CI. Can you believe I can do that by memory?
I can, because I'm money motivated too.
Didn't I just finish saying I don't do this for the monies?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God.
I don't do anything for money either.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
I can't believe you're not playing Wordle.
If
for those who don't know, Wordle is a game invented by a man for his wife who loves word games. And it's one word per day for the whole world to guess. And you only get one shot to play it, and you get 6 tries to guess the word. And if you don't get it, you lose, and all your friends make fun of you. But what makes this so genius is that the way you can share your results are very like social media friendly. Uh-huh. So in like three different group chats that I have, I send my Wordle score every day, and like people share theirs with me, and we see like who's the smarter friend.
How what's the reading level of the words?
Like today was tangy.
Like something sweet and tangy.
Yeah.
But like, is it ever a word you're like, I don't even know what that word is?
Like nine coccyx? Times out of 10, coccyx is way too many letters. It's only five letters every single day.
No, coccyx, I think, is five letters.
Coccyx. There's no way coccyx is five letters.
Well, it could be if it tried.
Well, there was only one time where I was like, I didn't even know that was a word.
Okay.
But it wasn't the word. It was a guessed word.
What do you mean?
I'm getting too deep
into it. Wasn't it. The word. It was a guessed word.
You have six guesses. Okay. And I guessed a word that I was like, this isn't even a word. And it was a word. And I was like, that's a word?
Oh, okay. And this was like your like fourth guess.
Yeah.
Because it had like three letters, yeah. Right? And it's like, if you get it in the right place, it's green. Yellow. It's like, it is a letter, but it's
you
somewhere
see,
else.
No.
I understand.
Why won't you play with concept. Me?
I haven't been invited.
You don't need to be invited.
Is it an app?
No.
What is it?
It's a website.
And I have you go to sign on your phone. In?
No.
And give them my email?
Nope.
How do you share it with friends?
Exactly. After you just go to wordle.com or whatever the fuck the website is, you hit the button, it opens the game automatically, you play it, and then after you finish and complete it, a little thing pops up that's like, would you like to share your score? Here's your stats.
What if I do it for 96 days in a row and I never get it, and I never get to share my
stats? I'd unfriend with you.
You wouldn't be friends in the first place.
Why?
Because it wouldn't ever give me the option. I would never share. I just keep it to myself.
No, you can share your score even if you don't get it.
Why would I do that?
Because you're stupid. My friends do that all the time. They're like, oh my God, I didn't get it today. I'm like, you're an idiot. I got informed the smartest friend.
Wow.
It's a bragging thing.
Does anybody ever get it on the first try? No.
Once I saw one girl get query.
Q-U-E-R-Y?
Yeah. On the first try.
This is a longer advertisement than your BetterHelp.
But how crazy is it that it's just like a guy who invented it for his wife? He used to work at Reddit. And he literally just was like, here, babe, stop bothering me. Here's a word game.
Guess a word.
A day.
I feel like he doesn't respect his wife at all. Or he's like trying to teach her English
vocabulary.
Language.
Here's my hot take on this. I usually can't stand people who do like the New York Times crossword puzzles. Because yeah. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. This is nothing like this. This is like for regular people.
Okay, I like that. I like that approach.
I'm going to force you to play tomorrow.
I'll play.
Okay.
Wait, and is there a cutoff?
No.
So it's I can play
brand
it right
new
now.
Every day, yeah.
But this is the thing. What? Do people spoil it?
No, because the way you share your results has nothing to do with the letters.
I know, but like.
No, people don't spoil it. That's part of the rules.
Okay.
Yeah, one time in my group chat, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe blah, blah, blah. And one of them hadn't played yet today. And I was like, it's like 4 p.m. That's on you, dog.
What if they were in an earlier time zone?
They weren't.
Speaking of cheating, I wish there were harsher punishments for people who ruin things.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm just dealing with a lot of like vindictive thoughts.
Oh, go on.
Like, I don't understand why crimes aren't, why the punishment isn't the exact same thing the person did to someone else.
Oh, like Kyle Rittenhouse. I kind of wish he died.
Oh, like got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, okay, or like, this is such like, but you guys talk about the R word, like the four letter R mm-hmm. word. If
you can say essayed.
What's that mean?
S-A-D.
Sexually deterred?
No, S-A-D.
Assaulted.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone was like, if a guy did that, like hurt a girl and did that to her, put him in a fucking room with a guy who's bigger and stronger than him and have mm-hmm. him do it to him.
I feel bad saying I wish Kyle Rittenhouse kind of dead because like that could, someone could take just that clip and just like make it seem so flippant. But I know he's a human, but he did such an unhuman thing that I kind of don't see him as a human. To like be able to do that to another human, I'm kind of like.
This is why I worry too about like, okay, you're so sweet actually.
Why?
You're so worried that you're going to be perceived as like inhuman
uh-huh.
for just saying you what? Wish this person had kind of gotten what
they did to someone else.
Yeah. What yeah. he quote unquote deserves.
Yeah.
It's why like our like liberal side will like,
we'll never
we're doomed.
Be as bad
we're
as,
doomed yeah, the because side. They're not scared to shoot us.
Yeah.
And violent. We're like, I don't want my words to really affect the Kyle Rittenhouse fans that might be listening.
If you're a Kyle Rittenhouse fan, don't be.
Crazy.
Get off this podcast. I don't want you here.
Crazy.
I don't know how we got so far away.
What was the topic?
Khloe Kardashian.
Wordle. It was Wordle.
Okay. Wait,
and I got to capital punishment.
Can we get, oh my God, I thought those were your feet on the screen.
It is.
No, this. I was like, how is your foot so
y'all, she huge? She thought this big ass pillow
was your foot.
Was my foot.
The scale was off. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Hot toppy. Here we go. Might be sad. Bob Saget.
Oh.
How do you feel?
You know, I never met him. I never met him.
Didn't ask.
Well, because I'm a comedian.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
And it's so sad because I love, he was like this like clean, prim, proper TV dad. And he was so filthy. Dirty. Yes. Yeah. And I love that.
He played a kind of problematic person on Entourage. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
His
but he
character
was himself.
Was like cokehead, sure. Like womanizer.
And some of it was probably true.
Right? Like, I think he probably had a heyday.
Yeah.
But then what I've heard about him is nothing but
great
amazing
things. Yeah.
Like, he was an amazing
so kind
person.
So yeah.
And the cause of death hasn't been released yet?
Well, they found him in a hotel room.
He was on tour.
Yeah, it makes me think he overdosed. Oh, yeah.
But I feel like it was like a heart attack or something.
Maybe, but why wouldn't they release that?
Exactly. That's why I think it's not. Because usually they'll say something foul play or like there was drugs at the scene of the crime.
Or foul play's not suspected or like, you know.
Yeah, that's why it makes me think it could potentially just be heart attack or something.
I mean, what's that about too? Like, I'm so guilty of this. Whenever I see that someone's passed away, I immediately want to know how.
Oh,
I think about that before I think about the repercussions of the 100%. Person's death. How did it happen?
Especially if it's not a celebrity. Like if I see on Facebook, someone's like, they passed.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Like how?
And like a younger person?
Yes.
Because there's all sorts of ways it can go wrong when it's a younger person.
Especially after the last few years we've had, it's like nothing makes sense.
Oh my God.
Right? And it's what?
I really hope that people in general from the past 2 years are like really like letting go of like rules that used to like restrict the way they live their life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really hope people are like, I hope people are exiting this experience with a newfound respect and love of life.
Oh yeah. I think it would be hard though if you were young. I can't help but think of the people who missed like junior and senior year of school. Cause that's just such a, freshman and sophomore years of college.
I mean, yeah, we could play that game all day though. Cause it's like,
damn.
What if it's like, people who are like in the last few years of their life and now they're like already struggling and they're scared to death that they're gonna, you know, go get milk and eggs and like die.
Yeah.
So like I'd rather be, I'm like 20 and yes, this sucks, but it's not like, I mean, yes, I'm not downplaying trauma at all, no. But it's just like if they have a safe place and their needs are met, yeah. And it's like they have to do Zoom class. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
I grew up. I was in the closet as a scared little gay boy until I went to college. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like I didn't even have a great high school experience.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
COVID, being gay was my COVID.
I knew it was somehow getting there. Okay, next hot celeb toppy. This just happened. Well, by the time it's Monday, it'll be a couple days old. Tiffany Haddish got a DUI in the early wee hours of this morning at like 4 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia.
Which is late night Thursday night. Like
it's 1 a.m. for us, technically still Friday.
But like after midnight, yes. Us it'd be like we went out Thursday night. Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah. So that really always trips
and
me up.
And apparently there was a call about a driver asleep behind the wheel. And then the cops went, found the matching description. She was like pulling into a neighborhood. And in her mugshot, she's smiling really big. And it's very funny.
Wow.
Here's my thing about DUIs. Shouldn't be getting them anymore, guys. Uber exists.
I know.
And if you're a celebrity especially, why risk it? Now I know with Tiffany particularly, they did say this in one of the headlines that like she's experienced like 4 really big deaths recently of like I think a manager of hers, Bob Saget was her friend, someone else and someone else, and I was like I completely understand and I'm sympathetic to that. Still doesn't excuse a DUI.
Yeah, I think when it gets to that point it's probably like an ego thing or it's like an addiction thing, you know, and I understand both those. But
yeah,
it's like
you're fucking egotistical.
I'm fucking egotistical. This isn't my foot. It's my ego. My big bloated ego.
Yes.
She's the biggest. She's the queen of comedy.
Yeah.
She has been for like a couple years now. And I don't think she wants anyone telling her what she can and can't do.
Yeah.
And she's coping with a lot of things right now. And I don't know. Like, yeah, I agree with you. DUI should not happen in places like Atlanta where I'm sure distances are farther. It's not like New York and LA. No. It's like, oh, we're going from this side of town to this side of town. And maybe she doesn't want to get into an Uber because she's Tiffany Haddish.
Like, yeah, have a car service. Yeah, if you're in Atlanta, I assume you're filming, right? Or you're like on tour or something.
That's a great.
Like, you should be having a car service follow you. Some. And also, did you know that like 90% of DUIs happen within 0.01 or 0.1 or something, 1 mile of the home?
Wow.
So it's like people get comfy, they know the road, or they're like, I'm just going to the bar down the street.
Wow.
Or like whatever, I'm coming back from a friend's party and it's a mile of their home.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And she was pulling into a neighborhood, so it makes you think maybe she was like going home for the night.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks. Well, this is like piggybacking Tiffany Haddish news.
Pooping in shoes.
That was a while ago. But and she seemed very sober.
It was only at
the
beginning
interview
of this episode.
Yeah, but I don't think it happened. Okay. She dropped in, or she was on a show at the Improv, and she did an hour and a half.
Whoa.
And it was very, like, not tethered tightly to reality.
Isn't that, like, a huge no-no in comedy, too, especially if you're dropping? Like, some people are like, they can stay up for as long as they want if you're crushing.
Yeah. It's, like, it's
but you
like,
have to work on your material.
So it's like such a I see it from both sides. I do not see it from the side of the person taking 90 minutes to just
but do
be
you
on
think people
stage.
Were like, yeah, well, oh my God, business is booming this
I think
night.
That's the thing, though, because comedy clubs, it's like they thrive on celebrity comics validating them. Mm-hmm. And so when a celebrity comic comes,
you let them go.
They're happy. Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to drag someone like Tiffany, Dave Chappelle, you know, Chris Rock.
Louis,
I mean, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. If he wanted to do 2 hours,
Chelsea,
and I don't think anyone in the audience would be like, "I'm the jerk who's going to get up and leave,"
and be like, "We came here to see 6 mediocre comics do
right,
15 minutes."
Right. So it's like, she did an hour and a half, and like it bumped all the comics that were after her, and it bumped the show that was after her, and it's just like, and apparently it was like very like
disjointed.
Yeah, it was like a little chaotic. So maybe she's really going through something
it.
And it
I
just
hope
sucks
she
yeah
comes out of this smarter or like I hope she makes a statement about
but
it.
But you know what's crazy is now I'm remembering this is probably 3 years ago for New Year's, I think she sold out a big place for New Year's Eve show and was very drunk to the point where a bunch of like people walked.
I feel like I remember this. Yeah. I feel like I remember seeing footage from this.
Yeah.
Damn. So you're not that funny without a little being messy.
What?
You're not that funny without being a little messy. A little problematic. I mean,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Can I give you next hot toppy?
I would love to. We didn't go off the rails with that one. No, we started on Tiffany and we stayed on Tiffany.
We went to poop shoes, but we came back.
But I also do hope she
does something good for
works
this.
Through her stuff.
Yeah.
If she has stuff. Or maybe she just has bad luck. But
yeah. Euphoria. Are you watching?
So I have not watched the first new episode yet.
Stop shaking your legs.
Your legs were shaking
a
minute ago.
I put them up, though, because
Wow, what a double standard.
Tripod was shaking.
So I looked up toilet guy.
Yeah, because it was full frontal day.
Yeah.
On
and, like, apparently it was big.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
It was pretty long.
There was two full frontals.
So I'm going to watch it. You know what's so funny about Euphoria? I, like, need to, like, be in the right headspace.
Yep, you sure fucking do.
And
it's
energy
worse
level
this season.
I don't know if I can watch it tonight.
They took every part that you were biting your nails last season, they turned that dial up and like shot the whole episode that way. So the whole episode is
like high stakes.
Yes, stylistically high stakes, tension, drama. Like I was never like, whew. I was like, like it just kept getting more and more intense. And here's the thing is like, as someone who literally grew up around that kind of like experience, it really is not blown that out of proportion.
Sure.
Like I know people that were exactly like that.
Wow.
Myself being one of them that were like exactly like that.
Wow.
You know something I learned? I'm going a little off the rails. I learned something about if someone's too drunk to sleep and you're afraid to leave them on their own, fill a backpack with towels and put it on them and they literally can't roll onto their back.
Oh, fun.
Kids these days have figured it out.
And they wake up with like a story.
You could be like, yeah,
you stole a bunch of towels.
That backpack. So you haven't caught up yet.
I haven't. Well, caught up. It's one episode.
Yeah,
don't make me feel bad.
It's been like almost a week.
You're right.
I know you're booked and busy, but.
I'm booked and busy. I also have to watch Search Party. Do you watch Search Party?
I do not.
It's
I watched
so good.
Like five episodes.
Oh, and you didn't get into it.
I think I was busy at the time.
Okay. We've swapped places.
Yeah, this was when I was actually working. Yeah.
You're working all the time.
I'm not.
Wait. Euphoria, though. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. I just found out they shoot it on film. That blows my mind.
That's expensive.
Yeah. And it's like, you know that? Do you know the first episode where Rue is in the hallway and it rotates?
Mm-hmm.
That was practical. They rotated a hallway. So they spent I'm going to get it wrong, but like $100,000 on that one shot.
That makes so much sense why this season is the way it is. You'll see what I'm talking about, but it's just so extra.
Wild. All I can think about too is the 4th of July episode last year with fireworks were going off behind everyone as they.
Beautiful episode.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I'm going to watch that tonight. That just sounds like a fun thing to do.
I'm going to look at the full frontal. I'm going to Google full frontal Euphoria.
It's all anybody's talking about. And the guy, do you want me to spoil?
Sure.
He's taking a shit.
Yeah, oh, I knew that toilet guy.
Yeah, and he literally says, whoa, you're hot, but I'm still going to take a shit. Because a girl is looking at him from the bathroom. Yeah.
Does she give him a blumpkin?
No. Do not say blumpkin on this podcast.
That's when you're sucking a dick and the person is pooping.
We've covered so much. This podcast has range and I don't ever want to hear it doesn't.
No.
Speaking of Euphoria, I want to know your favorite shows that you're watching right now. Because I feel like all we do when we see each other the first 10 minutes is like, are you watching? Have you seen? Did you finally?
So number one is Yellow Jackets.
Everyone and their mother.
I get so excited.
Are you paying for Showtime?
I have... It's like a bundle. It's Showtime and something else. But I don't understand because I have to go through Apple TV to get to it.
You're still
paying for
it.
Does that make sense? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But it's bundled with something else. It's like Paramount Plus and Showtime for $9.99.
Great.
But it's worth it, honestly, just for Yellow Jackets.
I ran up of my free trial on Wednesday and I was like, oh, I have to keep it because the finale's not until Sunday.
Are you worried about... I'll Venmo you $10.
tried to ask that so delicately, and it's, I'm not, I just don't want to be paying for Showtime and forget about it.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm subscribed to everything, and fuck everybody for having a subscription.
It is so funny how close we're getting to fucking cable again.
Yeah, no, that was the whole point of it.
Bonkers. Okay, but I will say, Yellow Jackets is so much fun.
Be careful.
And the girl who plays young Thaisa is in Scream 5. She's one of the leads. I know you won't go see it.
I won't watch it. Too scary.
I just saw Scream 5 last night. It's so good.
Oh,
it's so good. Okay, so Yellow Jackets I'm watching. By your request, I started and finished Succession.
Oh, you're welcome.
So good. Though I will say, watching all the seasons in a row, it's the same thing.
It's intense.
It's just the same thing.
Episode over and over.
Over and over. Yeah. It's, is he going to give it to me? Is he going to give it to you? Is he going to give it to him? Scandal. Yeah. Is he going to give it to you? Is he going to give it to me? Mm-hmm. Like, I need someone to succeed at some point.
Have you watched? Oh, yeah. Of course you have. Have you watched The Righteous Gemstones?
Not the second season. But
Jared and
season.
I said,
it's Succession for white trash Succession. Yes.
And we were like, this just feels nice because things happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so funny you brought that up because I was thinking, like, we need a white trash version of Succession that's filmed in the same way, but it's like
more.
A sewage tank cleaning company, family business. Yes. And they're just like so trashy.
Righteous Gemstones.
But they're like rich still. I want poor version.
Okay.
Where it's like they're arguing over like $42,000.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, it's not $1 billion.
I know, but I'm just saying. That's funny. It's funny. Write it.
Okay, over $4,200?
That's funny.
$42,000 is
a lot of money. $42,000 to a white trash family would be like, that's our entire fucking
life.
But
that's what I'm saying. It's like the company is worth $42,000. Like the sewage.
How much is a company worth?
It really
company.
Depends.
Interesting.
I'm just finding out that they can be in debt. I honestly actually don't understand how money works.
Me neither.
I don't understand how restaurants work.
What?
Like,
how do they make money? And
yes.
Pay rent,
food. Employees, equipment,
food. Honey,
and
I'm
then
right
something
there with
is $9.95.
That's a very funny TikTok. You should make that. You're welcome. Content queen. Pay 10%. Let's see. We've been recording for 45 minutes.
Do you love Drew Afuelo?
Yeah. Bitch, I've been loving Drew.
Okay, same.
On TikTok.
Are you going to have her on the pod?
I would love
to. I bet
to.
She would do it.
Drew, this is your official invitation.
And Drew, I'm one of the millions of people who's obsessed with you.
Same.
I could watch your... When I see a Drew video come up, I just sit back. I turn up the volume. I like it immediately. Just to be like...
I hit the volume up higher, even though it's just hi. Bye.
Bye. And it's the nail. Yes. Like I almost, bye.
Do you know what's so funny is I've thought about making this TikTok 100 times, but I have no idea how I would explain it. So I'm going to use this opportunity to do this now and maybe make this into a TikTok. Every time Drew makes a video and I'm trying so desperately to see the guy's username so I can go watch his comment section turn into like, a fucking tragedy.
Oh, his girls go and...
Yeah, they go and just annihilate the person into shame and they delete the profile or make it private, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
Every time she posts that, when I go to search for the guy, this is the power of Drew. All I have to do is type in the first letter in the search bar.
Stop.
And they pop up. Because so many bitches...
See her video.
Go straight to it. And TikTok's algorithm gives it to me with one letter. And I've been trying to figure out a way to be like, thank you for your service, Drew.
Oh, my. Doing God's work.
If you don't follow her on TikTok.
Oh, my God. It's such a treat.
She basically dragged me. My favorite was like, she addresses a long time ago. So you might have to scroll back very, very far. But it was like a comment that was like, you're doing the same thing. How do two wrongs make a right? And she was like, honey, don't get it twisted. I am not trying to make a right. Yeah. I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm not trying to be I'm trying to ruin
your life. I am. Loved it too. Yeah. And she had a metaphor for that situation. Yeah. And I don't remember what it is, but it was very good.
She's smarter than us.
And her boyfriend's hot.
And her boyfriend's so fucking hot. So is she.
I know.
I have... Two more. I'll let you pick which one you want to talk about.
Are we only doing one?
Yeah. Okay. Letitia Wright back filming Black Panther after being an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, is she still an anti-vaxxer?
I don't know. But they're back to filming without any kind of statement from her.
Okay.
Backtracking. Or the 200 plus doctors that are signing a petition at Spotify to censor Joe Rogan's podcast because of all of his anti-vax propaganda.
Oh, wow. Both so it's anti-vax. Both anti-vax. Yeah. Okay. Fun. What a great way note. To go.
Pop culture. celebrities.
I guess I'd want to use our time to maybe chip away at Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's trash, and I like to shit on him any chance I can. I've
never listened to a minute of his podcast.
Here's what I'll say. He's gotten better at not being so transphobic and homophobic and like misogynistic.
Is he aggressively those things, or is he someone who like kind of is snide and like, do you know what I mean? Here's my he's thing, not like I hate gay people.
No, but I genuinely think he believes the things he says, which is more dangerous.
Okay.
And he has very high profile, interesting, like respected guests on. And I think people like hearing arguing less than maybe they actually believe in Joe Rogan's, like, because I have friends that like I respect and know their beliefs that don't love it, but like actively listen to him. And I'm like, why? And one, I think it's like you kind of want to hear the enemy talk. You kind of want to know the enemy's way of thinking.
But oftentimes those people know they're doing it to be, it's like sensationalism.
But I don't think he is. I think he like genuinely is kind of like that person.
Then how do so many people listen to it? Are there that many stupid people?
There's so many white guys in this planet that listen to him. It's 100% like,
I guess I should type. Honestly listen to like a highlights reel
so you can get the vibe.
Yeah, of just like what his mission statement is. It's like America?
No, not at all.
Really?
It's like people, but like the wrong side.
Okay.
So he's obviously done all this anti-vax shit, and
he's strongly yes. anti-vax.
And he also apparently is vaccinated, but tells people he's
stop.
Not.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Sensationalism. Image. Like,
yeah. And then all this, these group of doctors have like now reached out and like signed a petition to reach out to Spotify. Cause it's a Spotify exclusive podcast. And apparently when he switched over to Spotify, he lost a lot of listeners.
Wait, why is that?
Because people don't, they either use Apple or Spotify and they're like diehards because they've been listening to podcasts like that for so long. Wow. I'm a both girl, believe it or not.
I'm pretty much Spotify these days.
Okay. Oh, also speaking of Spotify, you can rate this podcast on Spotify now. Did you know that?
This is a weird one to start rating.
What?
Isn't it?
This episode?
This is not a standard.
Oh, I would say this is high quality.
I didn't say it wasn't high quality. I'm just saying it's not typical.
It's not typical.
Confidently insecure.
But that's kind of why this podcast works, is because it can be, that can be anything.
I love that.
Like, this is confident. I didn't even do the intro. That's how obscure this episode is. Oh my God, I'm doing the intro at the end. This is a podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything, but not this episode, baby. We are sure that we
have
know.
Opinions.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Sorry, I derailed it. Spotify.
So do you think Spotify should censor Joe Rogan?
Yeah, this is very much to me like how Trump was kicked off social media.
Yeah.
Because every tweet he said was like, this has not been verified.
Yeah.
And like when you wield that much power.
Yes.
I think it's important to have factual information.
And I think I get really sad when I hear a sponsor that I've worked with before on his podcast, because I know that it's like a big deal to get your brand out there and accessible to all people, even if they are idiots. And I don't believe all of his listeners are idiots, but a lot. People that respect him, I think.
Just where are people getting this, the time? Like, isn't it like a 2-hour podcast?
And he does one like 3 times a week or something insane like that.
How do you, like, if you have two, as Drew would say, two brain cells to rub together, why would you spend it listening to, even if it's like,
it's like watching
funny,
the news.
I don't watch them.
But like Nightly Pop.
Okay, that's different.
I'm saying, but
it's,
that's their
it's
Nightly
a half
Pop.
Hour. It's a half hour.
I've tried to listen to many. I've gotten through bits. I've watched highlight reels of some. Because there are people that have gone on there that I respect and are interested in. And It's just so, like, it's not a fun time for me to watch. It's like, it makes me feel like frustrated, bothered, irritable, because he is like that.
Sure. Have you seen the Miley Cyrus clip?
No. Which one?
With him.
Oh, maybe.
There, she's smoking on the show, and they're watching Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I love, you know, Peppermint or whatever. And he's like, how can you tell them all apart? Looks like they're all doing the same thing. And she goes like, that's what I think about you guys. And it's just, she doesn't miss a beat. It's a great clip.
Fucking love Miley. You want to hear some hot, hot Miley tea that I don't think I've ever said on this podcast? Why would I? One of my best friends, godson, is Miley Cyrus's boyfriend. And everyone just discovered that they're dating, like, because the PR stunts that they had to do for Miley Cyrus New Year's Eve or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They've been together for like a year and change.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like very exclusively.
I saw Miley Cyrus getting into a car outside of my friend's condo. And like, it was like one of those things where it's like the person was pulled in, the friend was pulled into the driveway. I was standing on the curb waiting for my friend to come out. And like, it was just me, Miley Cyrus, and the friend. And I was like, hi. And she's like, hi.
Aww.
It was very sweet. She seems like the coolest person.
Is, and I smoked weed with her mom once at a pitch meeting at her house.
Isn't there a video?
Yes. Nice. A lot of hot tea this week.
A lot of hot tea, hot goss.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Yeah, always with you.
That's true. I do have a good time with you. When I think of like my friends, you're the first person that pops into mind. Whenever I'm like, who's my friend?
That's so funny. Do I have friends? Because I've heard you reference other people as like besties.
Yeah, I have a lot of, like, I really keep my circle tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I like a lot of people, but I only have a few besties.
Well, it is like a tier thing because it's like,
yes, you are great.
Who can
A
I say bestie. Something? Yeah, who can I say anything in front of? Do anything in front of? Yes. Ask anything?
Call.
Yeah. Oh, and like,
would take me. Can to you a help hospital? Me?
Yeah, like do this thing. It's like emergency. Yeah, like let's go.
Am I in your tier A?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing.
Fucking
you,
better.
You
be.
Are in my tier A, but I have other. I know how busy you are.
I'm not busy.
You are.
I'm not. You know, I'm at home.
Doesn't mean you're not busy.
But you know how it is right now.
You're like
now.
Always redecorating.
So busy redecorating.
You're always blowing up hot tubs. You're always... Wait, you're you're raising dogs.
Oh, blowing up hot tubs. Okay, I thought you meant...
Oh, yeah, you're dabbling in explosives. Yeah,
fucking A.
No.
Am I not in your tier A?
Yes, of course you're in my tier A.
Bitch, I fucking
but
better
I also,
be.
But I just know that your time is valuable.
What the fuck does that have anything to do with anything? I appreciate that you respect my time. I don't think you'd ever waste my time. That doesn't mean that the time I have to like hang out and do fun stuff doesn't want to be with you.
Oh, yeah, no, fun stuff. Yeah. I guess I'm saying like if I need help painting a wall...
Oh, don't call me.
Yes. I'm saying there are other people that I'm like, yes, I love Kelsey. She's not going to start to paint my wall. You know what I mean?
I would come paint your wall just to hang out.
Yeah. And like talk but like, shit. Again, like it just wouldn't cross my mind. It might cross my mind.
I don't know that I.
But I would ask you maybe to help you like redecorate something.
Yeah, I'd do that for funsies. Yeah. I would even paint your wall because I do enjoy painting.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd pick you up from the airport.
I would never expect. That. I could see you Venmoing me money.
I would
before.
I would literally pay for $1,000 move for you before I come help you
move.
Move.
Yeah. Moving. Okay, this is the thing. Mm. If you ask someone to move, help you move, mm-mm. Everything, and I mean everything, needs to be in boxes.
Everything.
I will help you move boxes.
What?
Move boxes. If you have stuff that needs to be put in boxes. I'm going to lose my mind.
I can't believe you just put yourself out to be available to help move
boxes.
I
will. Because that's basically CrossFit.
Zach, you're the debt of like your alcoholism days. Like you don't need to do that.
But it's like working out, kind of. And I love people like, I love like the whole like fresh start aspect. But it is grueling and I understand where, trust me,
I want
I'm much
you to
closer
come over
to you.
And lay on the couch with me.
Well, yeah, that's the
food.
Ideal.
Yeah.
That's the ideal hang sesh.
Yeah.
I wish I was here for Yellow Jackets.
I thought it came on last night and I thought we were going to watch it tonight. Did you watch Station 11 yet? See, this is 90% of our conversation.
Wait, what's Station 11?
Oh,
wait, that's
HBO
the
Max.
Future.
Yes, you need to watch. It's beautiful.
Is it sad?
No. Well, yeah, obviously. But it's a drama.
I don't like sad stuff, Kelsey.
You're literally watching Yellow Jacket.
That's scary. It's a mystery. It's not sad at all.
Okay, this is a mystery. This is anticipatory.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. It's anticipatory.
You said it's a sad drama.
No, I said it's sad.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
But Yellow Jackets is inherently sad. It's about a fucking plane crash.
It's not sad.
It's sad.
No, it's not.
Okay, as much as Yellow Jackets is sad, Station 11 is sad.
Okay. I haven't heard anyone talk about Station 11. And that's our time.
It's a sleeper.
Check out BetterHelp for Kelsey's discount code. It's something C1.
Fucking plug yourself.
My name is Zach Noe Towers. You can find me on all social media.
When's your podcast coming back?
February 4th.
Ooh.
And as far as I know, Dan Savage is the first guest.
Who is?
A world-renowned...
Screech?
What?
Is that Screech? Who's that? Who's that guy? Who's Dan Savage?
I think Screech passed away, actually.
Well?
Dan Savage, he's like, he had a hit column that turned into a pod, like a radio show turned podcast.
Called what?
Savage Love.
Oh,
it's like it's a call-in thing. Hey Dan, I'm 22, poly female. My boyfriend brought home.
What does he know about love?
I mean, everything.
Wow.
Dan Savage. Well, like sex and relationships. It actually blows my mind that you don't know who he is.
Why?
Because he's pretty famous.
Why don't I know this person?
Anyway, okay, so nobody cares about that.
No, I don't. Your podcast comes out
February 4th. It's called Good Morning Sodomites.
Good morning. I sing the podcast.
She sings the intro song. It's so good.
It's very funny.
And it's now through Studio 71.
That's a big deal. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm excited.
Everyone go follow Zach Noe Towers. Take a moment to go rate this on Spotify.
Unless you didn't like it and then wait.
No, you say if you're not going to rate it 5 stars, then don't rate it at all because I'm sensitive. And then I say, speaking of sensitive, the merch is out. The merch has been out for a year.
I keep meaning to buy. I need to get the black sweatshirt with white writing. Is
Why
that an
don't
option?
You have that, yeah.
I got.
They're actually.
Sorry, I got the white. I got the white with the black
but
writing.
The black. With the white writing was made on a better material to start. Now they're all made on the best material. You actually have the old material.
Well, white is just, I love it.
Dirty.
It's so dirty.
I might have one I can give
I
you.
I dyed it. I tried to dye it.
Ooh, how'd it go? Like,
not amazing. Oh. It kind of looks like I soaked it in coffee, which is fine. It's a look.
Okay, like rusty a little bit?
Yeah. It's better than
not like this.
It's better than dingy white.
Okay, fair. Okay, anyway. I might have one. Go get the merch. You can also buy this mug. Is part of my merch. It says coffee gives me anxiety and it's in an iridescent mug.
Where does it say coffee gives me anxiety?
It's like an aesthetic thing.
Girl.
It's an aesthetic thing.
Y'all, you can't see the letters.
In the light, you can literally see the letters.
Oh,
it's because it's
Do I have cataracts?
Let me see.
Girl.
It's literally iridescent lighting on iridescent lighting.
If you like invisible ink,
watch Harry Potter.
No, this is very cute.
Shut the fuck up. I made you a fucking matcha latte.
No, I love you.
This is how I get repaid.
And I love.
I don't get paid. I don't get much off of the cut of the merch. We're working on it. It's fine.
Merch is never a moneymaker.
Nope. But we do it because we love the confidants. And go check out that giveaway. You're so right. Go rate this on Spotify, please. That helps us in the ratings. We made of Society and Culture podcast on iTunes. We were 107.
I don't know what any of that means.
That's like pretty amazing.
The list, like the
numbers?
Yeah,
we were right behind Red Table Talk.
Wow.
That's insane.
Wow, congrats.
I know, Coffee Nuts, that was y'all.
I wasn't done talking about the merch though. Sorry. The sweatshirt that says I'm sensitive. I will have y'all know.
Oh.
I get compliments on it.
Tell them.
Every time I
That's
wear it.
That's true. I'm with
Multiple,
you.
Multiple. If mm-hmm. I'm around, if Trader Joe's, Target, anywhere there's more than, even when there's just two people, everyone compliments it.
And what do you say?
I go, just a warning.
That was funny.
Yeah, it's
you
good.
You had that
I'm
prepared.
Like, just a warning. I say it.
Prepared.
I'm like, oh my God, I love your sweatshirt.
Do you know
just
how,
a warning.
Do you know how funny reactions I've gotten to my sensitive tattoo? If you guys don't know, I got the word sensitive tattooed on my hand.
In case like they find your body.
Yes.
And like we better not touch
and
her.
And Jared literally tried to tell me, he's like, I feel like by doing that, you've like subscribed a little too. Like you should get like resilient on the other hand.
Oh, he thinks you're going to embody Sensitive is not inherently a bad word.
I'm like, I am who I am at this point. Yeah. And I am fucking sensitive.
Yes. The cement has set.
Amen, sis. Okay. We're done with this podcast. Love you, confidants. See you next week. Toodles. Back to regularly scheduled content.